is Jerry Blumberg. Humility. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. As a conservative, evangelical, concerned citizen, patriotic to the core, this has been a difficult week. Wrapping my brain around the changes instituted by the Supreme Court's decision regarding gay marriage has led to lots of reading and research about what this means and how it will impact the Christian community. I wish I could report that I have all the answers, but I really only have more questions. This ruling will not end the fight for legitimacy for the gay community, because it is more than just legality. They are seeking acceptance and affirmation. Why would a gay couple sue a florist or a baker who chose not to accommodate them if they only wanted to be able to marry? There are plenty of other businesses that would be happy to render services to them. No, they want equality. I wore the badge of pro-life with honor during my years in politics. Now, I have the new badge of pro-marriage. Isn't it interesting that I don't have to say pro-heterosexual marriage? It is assumed. But we have new nomenclature and new battles. Notice the key part of the verse above for all of us. Will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. All pride, judgment, and insecurity vanishes in the face of humility before God. Our Heavenly Father is not surprised by any of this, and it may be His wake-up call to the body of Christ to be ready, sharing the love of Jesus with all that we meet, and looking up. Come, Lord Jesus. This is Jerry Blumberg, taking it one step at a time.